Boris Johnson is putting together his cabinet to be unveiled once he takes office as British Prime Minister later today. This is him after winning the Conservative Party leadership vote.
I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energise the country. We're going to get Brexit done.
Dude, that's right. One of his key promises is a do or die Brexit by the end of October. That's in, I know you can do the maths, but I'll help. 3 months. Professor Achnand Menon is director of the UK in a Changing Europe think tank, and he joins me now. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
You've said there are three options: leave with a deal, leave without a deal, or stay in the European Union. What's most likely to happen now?
Well, I mean, the fantastic and frustrating thing about British politics at the moment is that all those outcomes look incredibly unlikely because there isn't a parliamentary majority for any of them, but one of them is going to happen. And the one lesson I've learned from the last 3 years is you never bet on British politics anymore because it is so unpredictable. We don't even know whether our new Prime Minister is going to be able to hold together his own party in Parliament, let alone negotiate a Brexit deal and find some sort of majority for it. So it is very, very uncertain. He's given very little in the way of detail, and we're looking forward in the next couple of days to learning a bit more about what he's planning.
Aren't we all? The whole world is watching. Let's find out some more. Now, the EU has repeatedly said it's not renegotiating the Brexit agreement. Can this new PM convince them otherwise or convince the UK Parliament to accept the current deal?
Well, I suspect that the response of Team Johnson to that would be, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? Because one of the calculations that the new Prime Minister is making is that if he can look serious about an intention to leave the EU without any kind of deal, in a way he would argue that Theresa May failed to, he's hoping that he can get the European Union to blink first. And in particular, what he's hoping is, if he says, look, if you don't give me what I want, we're out of here, the Irish will think to themselves, we really don't want a no-deal outcome. So this Irish backstop, which is the heart of the problem of Brexit for the British Parliament, could be renegotiated. But I have to say, this might be what Team Johnson is hoping, but there's precious little sign of the Europeans falling for this at the moment.
Okay, so what happens if Britain leaves the Union without an agreement? In the short term, what would it look like?
Well, firstly, let's be clear about what that means. There are a whole raft of pieces of legislation and regulation that essentially cover our interaction with our nearest and largest trading partner. Everything from tourism to travel to trade to security. And overnight, if we leave with no deal, those laws cease to apply to us. So at a basic minimum, we will face profound uncertainty. And of course, uncertainty is never good for business. Thereafter, we don't know. It depends in part on what preparations we put in place here, what mitigation the European Union is willing to provide. But there will be uncertainty. There will be disruption. You can expect queues in ports. You can expect trade to be slowed down. You can expect the car industry to struggle with its just-in-time supply chains, because from a situation where we can trade with the European Union as if we were in the same country, we will be moving overnight to a situation where we have checks on goods at borders, where we have tariffs levied at borders. It's a fundamental change to your economy in the blink of an eye.
How about the long term and the impact potentially on the global economy?
Well, that's almost impossible to say because there are so many other variables that will impact more heavily on the global economy. Think the Chinese economy or the US economy. But I think globally, one of the big implications we need to think about with a no-deal Brexit is a kind of fracturing of Western political solidarity. One of the dangers of us leaving the European Union with no deal in a fit of pique, if you like, so that we are sort of in opposition to the European Union, is that broader political solidarity in NATO, for instance, might suffer. And that could have really profound global consequences.
So will Parliament actually allow a no-deal Brexit, or will we see a general election potentially soon? I mean, if you looked at the whole dude talk of your new Prime Minister, you did mention Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, I read between the lines there. He's obviously getting ready, isn't he?
Well, several things. Firstly, you can't hold all British people responsible for that dude line. I think it's important to make that point.
I actually thought it was quite entertaining, but we all make up our own minds how we find it, but it was certainly entertaining.
There was a collective British eye roll among some sections of our population at that point. But what I would say is this: we have a curious situation where we have two party leaders in Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson, who are very divisive inside their own parties, but are absolutely loathed on the other side. And the fact that they're loathed by the other side, in a sense, gives them some strength, because the one thing that Tories, even Tories who don't like Boris Johnson, dislike more than him is Jeremy Corbyn. And the one thing Labour MPs who don't like Jeremy Corbyn dislike more than Corbyn is Boris Johnson. And so in a curious way, having these two people there holds the two parties together. We have to wait and see how long that will last, because going back to the first of your questions about no deal, Parliament can stop no deal. There are a variety of ways. It can pass legislation, or in extremis, it can vote no confidence in the government. What we don't know is whether enough Conservative MPs would be willing to do either of those things, knowing that in so doing, they're increasing the chances of a Jeremy Corbyn government.
So can we assume then that Boris Johnson has a plan, because he's been running for Prime Minister in this leadership ballot? You know, it was the worst kept secret. Like, if all the polling, everything was obviously correct. It was all going in this direction. He won by a very, very good margin. Does he have a plan?
Well, he won by a very, very good margin from a tiny, tiny part of the electorate as a whole. It's worth bearing that in mind. This was only members of the Conservative Party who could vote. And I think, you know, British politics 101 these days is assume nothing. You'd like to think he had a plan. One would, I suppose, guess that having wanted this job for so long, he'd have some idea what he wants to do. But actually, at the moment, we don't really know. He hasn't put a team together. He hasn't put a staff together publicly as yet. So the first indications of what his plan will be which politicians he puts into key roles, Foreign Secretary, Brexit Secretary. When those people are in place, we might get some hint as to his direction of travel. But at the moment, we just don't know what he's planning to do.
Okay. We just don't know. But we'll find out. Thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure.